Joining me live in studio today is Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon with their monthly update from the Lincoln County Commission. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Happy to be with you.
Well, appreciate you taking some time out of your day, as always, to come give us an update. And, well, let's just hand the mic over to you. What's happening inside Lincoln County that the Commission's discussing these days?
Well, we're just ending March, going into April, and it's going to be really busy. A lot of construction phase is starting. Broadridge Power is starting their solar farm south of Cokeville, so there's going to be additional traffic on that road. That's a big project for us in the county.
Now, let's talk about that a little. So that's south of Cokeville. Is that just off the main road, or where's the traffic going to be?
Most of the traffic's going to be coming through Cokeville or coming from the south from Evanston. And they use the west side road. It's adjoining, pretty close to the road, about 8.5 miles south of Cokeville.
Okay.
And they'll be working on about 440 acres.
An all solar farm, right?
Yep.
And how long is the construction phase on this? Do they have an estimate?
2 years.
Okay, so
2 years. They'll be up and running the second year.
Okay, and I'm assuming construction will take a pause during the winter months, right?
I would think so.
Okay.
Depends on how far along they get.
And this is just another good energy sector coming to Lincoln County, isn't it? I know the commission's pretty excited about this.
We are. It's going to be a filler for as far as taxes are concerned for us.
Excellent.
Terra Power and Bechtel, of course, have got a crew working in Kemmer, still doing project work as far as drilling and selecting sites. But we're happy to have them in the county working also. And that's a full 7-year project. So they're just working now on the soils. Tri-Site, a company that's working with us weekly, to convert coal to fuel and coal to liquid fertilizer, is meeting with us on a weekly basis. We're excited about that also.
I heard there may be a potential partnership with, you mentioned fertilizer with Tri-Site. Is there a potential partnership with Simplot on that? Did I hear that correctly?
You know, we've heard that rumor. They haven't substantiated that with us yet. I know they've been talking to them. So we'll see what develops there.
Okay. But Tri-Site still very much in the mix of moving forward then, it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, they are. Yep. Of course, there's a lot of municipal growth going on. Alpine, Star Valley Ranch, Afton, Diamondville, Kemmer all have permits that are coming in about as quickly as they are in the county. With that brings some problems. Just like to mention a few that we're concerned about. Property taxes, they're going up. We're encouraging all the senior citizens that can and veterans to use their exemptions. We'll be getting some word out in the paper, both in radio, on where they can meet with the treasurer and assessor and work on those applications. Housing is a problem in Lincoln County, affordable housing particularly, and so we're working with that. Particularly in Kemmer right now, they've got some crews that are moving in, probably going to be looking at living in trailer houses for a while. So there's some RV units down there that are getting prepared. Traffic is going to be an increased problem throughout the county this year. There's going to be construction phases going on everywhere. Doesn't matter where you go in Star Valley, you see something going up, either a home or a business. A lot of good people moving to the valley and to the county. Special districts, the rumor was out last week in one meeting that we weren't going to be so kind to special districts. That's not true. They'll still get their money, even though there's some changes in the legislature as far as that happens. But we will assure them the money.
And define special districts. What exactly are you talking about there?
Cemetery districts, hospital districts, school districts, all the money that comes to them through the tax structure comes through the treasurer's office.
So really no funding changes that you're anticipating at this point there?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Easy enough.
Just like to say a special thanks to all of our emergency services people, particularly search and rescue has been really busy lately. Probably stay that way for a while. Fire districts have been really good to step up. EMS and EMTs too. They all deserve a thanks.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio today. Commissioner, that's a good summary. A lot going on in Lincoln County right now.
You know, in 30 years of county business, I've never seen it so busy. We welcome it in so many phases, but it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. Well, there's the interesting thing that's happening right now is there's growth in so many different sectors, right? With the energy that you talked about, but also in the tourism and it's just so many sectors across the board. One project you've worked on for a number of years is the logging industry inside Lincoln County. Give us an update on there, Commissioner, if you could. That's still happening, right?
Still happening, and the collaborative is very active. Starting up again right now. We'll be meeting again this month. We've got a lot of good people that have stepped up to be on committees, and we're concerned about the management of the U.S. Forest Service and BLM. We have a good relationship with them right now. We're talking a lot, so hopefully that's going to come to realization.
Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio again this morning. Commissioner, anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
No, just everybody be careful and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been kind of nice.